Well, we've arrived after a heck of a journey. No, it wasn't a heck of a journey. We're at Skerry Pier, a little site that I'd worked out on the map. There's a house, maybe about 400 metres behind me. We're parked in this little bay. There's a little harbour over there. And you can hear the gentle lapping on the shoreline. It's 25 to 10 at night and it has rained all day. This is the first time today I think it hasn't rained. So, as I said, we're in this little, it's a little cove. I don't know, maybe about 500 metres wide. The harbour and jetty, or pier, no, not a pier, I don't want to say it was a pier. They call it a pier. But that's, if you imagine I'm standing more or less in the middle of the bottom end of the cove, but the harbour bit is across to my 11 o'clock. I can walk around there. We can walk around there. But it's dark and dim. And for the past, I don't know, maybe 7 hours, it's been so misty. At times on the drive down here, it's been really short, poor visibility, down to about 20 metres, I think. But the little road just ends over there at the jetty. And there's a handful of little fishing boats. I can't, it's a bit dim in this light. 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, I think. Little boats. Oh, and a bat. But what a drive today. It's been fantastic. Oh, and here's a large, well, I say a large, but it's a little wooden fishing boat. It's about, I don't know, 2, 4, 5 metres long. It's red on the outside. It's about 2.5 metres wide. It's in a state of disrepair. There's a little stone building on the other side of it. Let's go and have a look at that. Oh, it's all defunct. There's a boat that's upside down. There's a name on the boat. I can't really read it in the light. Oh, I can't really read it. Oh. So there are, it appears to be pictures on the walls. Oh, there are. Pictures on the walls, paintings on the walls. Inside this run-down building. Oh, there's another little fishing boat there. Little wooden boat. Let's go in. It hasn't got a roof. Well, oh, actually. Oh. Somebody obviously comes here regularly. What does that say? Book? Oh, it's a visitor book. In a plastic bag. Oh, my goodness. Oh, there's a... Oh, my goodness. Somebody must come here and do the paintings. This is fantastic. Okay, let me tell you what I can see. This is, oh, there's a, sorry, it's very dim. Erosion exhibition. Okay, erosion exhibition. Is on this piece of paper stapled to the inside of one of the door frames. So hot, there is no roof on this. What was a building? This is beautiful. These pictures. Okay, so there are 16 paintings. It doesn't say who they're by. Number 1, original, acrylic on steel. 2, seagull, acrylic on canvas. 3, boulder shore, oil on canvas. 4, sandman, acrylic on canvas. 5, Kaylee's over, acrylic on canvas. 6, rainbow? watercolour on board. And there's a footnote in the boat. 7. Old boy, as in B-U-O-Y, or the American pronunciation buoy. Old boy in cardigan. 8. Nesting meerkats. Acrylic nail polish on shell. 9. Plank's inner party animal. Sheep skull acrylic glitter. 10. Flossy crochet. 11. Small neve. Acrylic on canvas. 12. Best neve. Sea and rock. 13. Large neve. Oil on canvas. 14. Dissolving sun god. Papier-mâché air dry clay. 15. Parks and Rec. Leslie Knope quote. Mixed media. 16. Small storm. Mixed media. Please take care and enjoy. You are welcome to sign the visitor's book. Now, isn't that a thing? Now, notwithstanding that, or maybe these are the exhibits. In this corner here that I'm looking at, there's a little, that'll be the papier-mâché. A little, you know, these little Indian bells. Listen. With candles, small candles, tea lights. A little glass bottle, about 3 inches high. This is beautiful. Very clever. Oh, I see. What a treasure. Look at that. It's a sheep skull painted pink inside this boat. And there's the shells. Oh my God, they are gorgeous. Painted with nail varnish, was it? And there's a, oh, there's the boy in a cardigan. It's a boy. An orange, it's about twice the size of a football, in a knitted, well, small cardigan. Very clever. Oh, there's the one with glitter. That is gorgeous. Wonder how long they've been here. I'll have a look at the visitor's book. I've got my cup of coffee here. Absolutely beautiful. I've got the, I should go and get my torch, really. I'm just using the flash on my phone. Let's have a look at the visitor's book. Just, it's in a plastic bag. Just knock, maybe it should be under there. And then if there's any rain, it's gonna shelter it. On there. And a bit of condensation, methinks. This book feels damp. It's a leather bound book. It says Erosion, Visitor Book, Exhibition. Any visitors? No dates. Oh, 9th of the 7th, 15 is the second entry. Hang on. croft64.wordpress.com. Okay. Erosion Exhibition is on the inside cover. 9th of July 2015 to Destruction. Online at croft64.wordpress.com. People from France, Italy. This is incredible. Just reading some of the entries. I'm gonna, oh, there are pens in there. What I'm actually going to do is I'm gonna put the, oh, the inside of the bag is wet. I'm actually going to put the bag. I don't want to put the bag on the top because it's open to the elements. If it get, if you put it underneath this first thing at the table, then it gets a bit of protection from the rain. Well, what a treat. An old rundown building is an art exhibition. And I'm thinking particularly now of Paul Armani, because I think this is right up his street. Beautiful. Should we take a look along the harbour? In fact, there's another little building here, actually. It's got a chimney. It's a small building, probably 5 by 5 metres. As I come around the other side, I realise that there are only two walls and the chimney's been bricked up. The chimney still stands, though. Foundation's still here. It's very misty now. It's can see this little bay area here. I think what light we do have is kind of reflecting off the reflecting off the mist. So I notice as I walk onto the road here, up to my left, there's a large green Nissan hut with a caravan outside. Uninhabited or unoccupied. Beck flowing. I'm walking over the bridge now, little bridge, walking over this beck. It's very mysterious around here, the mist just hanging, I don't know, about 20 metres above my head where I'm standing, but across on the right hand side of the bay, it's nearly touching the water. You can't really see the cliffs on the other side there, about what, I don't know, from where I am now, maybe 500, 400 metres, something like that. So I'm just walking around the road here to go to the jetty. I'm going to call it the jetty. Distinct smell of seaweed just then. Very strong now, it's gone. Jessica found a really, really big crab before. Its body was about, I don't know, maybe 17 centimetres across its top shell. Fairly big claws. It was dead. Molly has taken particular interest to it and had to try it out, hasn't she? So I hope it's not too salty. What was that? Some sheep around me here on the left. Oh, so yeah, it's been a very interesting day. Duncan's Behead. Couldn't really see the stacks at Duncan's Behead because of the mist. And then on to Dunnet Head, which is the most northerly point in the UK. Down to Thurso, through Thurso, following the coastline along. Oh, we went to our first stop this morning, actually. On the other side of Tain was the Glenmorangie Distillery. So I bought myself, they called it a miniature, but it's probably, you know, a miniature is like about, you know, 3 inches high. This thing is like, I don't know, 200 flipping millilitres. No, more than that, hang on. Yeah, about 200 millilitres. It's a small bottle. Oh, somebody on the boat. Is there somebody on one of the boats? I think I've just seen a light. Yeah. But they had all the whiskies that they do in Glenmorangie. They didn't have, they only had 3 types of miniatures, and they seem to be the cheapest whiskies that they did. But they had whiskies going up to, I don't know, maybe £400 a bottle. Traffic today being fine. Well, I mean, it's not as if it's a thriving metropolis, but no real traffic to speak of, really. Right, what's this? There's a sign here on the left. Skerry Harbour. All users must pay harbour dues. Slippery and uneven surfaces. Please take care. Okay, what's this? Come here. Okay. Oh, it's just the fees. Leisure craft. Six monthly. Well, annual is 110. This is up to 5 meters. Annual is 110. Six monthly, 74. 3 monthly cruising ticket, 72. 1 month, 32. 15 days, 20. Single visit, which is up to 48 hours. £8.25. And then it's got all the different lengths. Is there somebody on that boat down there? I think there is, you know. Caution, slippery and uneven surfaces. Please take care. Okay, so some crab pots on the left hand side here with rope. There might be somebody in a boat down there, you know. Or could be just my reflection. Oh. Molly! Here. Jesus God, dog. No. I'm not freaking going down there. There's nobody in those boats. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are 7. So all different kinds of boat, really. So the right one's like a wooden boat. The next one along is like a landing craft. And then there's a little leisure boat. Then there's a rigid dinghy thing. Then there's another little leisure boat. Then there's a wooden boat with a little, I don't know, it's got a little tiny little wheelhouse on it. And then there's a bigger wooden boat. Gratitude, that's called. Okay. There's some fish trays, some more crab pots there. Right, come here to me. Because if you fall down there, we're jiggered. Interesting. Probably a bit dangerous in the dark here. Molly. Now there's some steps up this harbour wall. Shall we have a look? That's quite literally the harbour wall you can walk on to. Where are you? Wait. Yeah, the other side. That's not very deep on the other side. I can see the stones. Mist's coming in now. Lovely little place. Okay. I will get back and record something in the morning. Yes, I will. Okay. Take care, everybody.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.